This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Surge, dude.
I'm scared of the boogeyman, Surge.
Surge, man, I heard a fucking noise, dude.
Don't even say it's like the house settling, man. I'm fucking scared. Surge, man, let's play fucking peekaboo, man.
My chick is sending texts to some other dude, and I don't really think I know what to do. I'll ask for life advice from these two coy Jews, all because they're the hosts of If I Were You.
Where'd you go, Serge? Oh, there you are.
That amused me, Serge.
That's it. That's the theme
song. That's the song.
What do you guys think?
What is Serge?
Okay. It's going to take a lot.
Am I an idiot?
No, you're not an idiot. It was a running bit for like 18 episodes in 2016.
We barely get it now. I was thinking about Surge the other night.
Yeah.
Is it about the drink?
Surge, the beverage?
No, it's based on an actual guy Jake and I met. And I don't know how the bit became.
You just were doing that like weird voice and it was like... I don't know. It was like you were a boring child or something. You're like,
yeah.
Surge, I just want to like do crayons with you, dude.
Like, yeah. Like a frat boy who's also into kindergarten. That's you can hear like, hey, Surge, dude, let's play peekaboo. So like, it's like that is the joke. Yeah. So
I don't know where you are when I put my hands over your eyes, Surge.
Yeah. I don't have object permanence, Surge. So basically,
I was just gonna say, I thought it was good, but I do wish they had kept the line from the original song, "These chicks all on me like they want to hold hands." I think that's
nice.
Very wholesome.
Okay,
it applies to your guys's.
I was gonna ask you guys, do you know what that was a parody of? But Caleb, you do know.
D12, my band.
Nice. Mm. Wow, D12, not just Eminem, straight up D12. You guys know, yeah, Dirty Dozen. That's right.
Wow. I didn't even know that.
Really?
And I'm old.
Well, I'm 50.
Oh, wow. You look amazing. You look incredible for 50.
No, don't
tell him that. He doesn't have a skincare routine.
It goes to my head.
And he keeps bragging about it.
It goes to my head. I don't have a skincare routine. I'm 50 and I look 12. Some people just have it like that.
Well, before we even introduce our guest, but just know that it's Caleb and Shelby. That was written by Andrew Cook, is who it was. It was a My Band Eminem intro monologue, which you wanted to do ever since you heard the Surge episode. And if you end up playing it, I guess plug my Twitter, which is the Cookster 9. There you have it.
All right.
He's wanted to make this song since he first heard the episode, which you said was 2016.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
This could be an old email. Is this a new email? Did he just get around to it, or did you just find it?
He sent it 2 days ago.
Okay. All right.
He really just got around to it. I love that.
Way to fucking follow through.
Caleb,
eventually.
Shelby, friends, lovers, and new HeadGum podcast.
Whoa. I don't...
So true.
Two of those things are true?
So true about us.
Yeah.
Oh,
two truths
all
and a lie. Right. Oh, all truth. Three truths and no lies. I see no lies. Hey, Caleb, get rid of one. And then it's just us, the pictures of us four on a Zoom or something. So get rid of one. You have to get rid of one.
Get rid of one what?
Just like one of us four right now. You can kick us off the fucking podcast.
Oh, Amir.
He left.
Not a problem at all. Can we get his screen turned on?
He actually left. He's the host.
He's the host.
He's Now he's pacing.
He is walking around.
Little visual gags, which is great. Great for podcasts. I don't know if you guys are here for podcast tips and tricks, but Jake and I have been doing
you
this.
Podcasters.
Yeah, we've been doing it for 7 years. So if you have any need for advice, let us know.
You guys
are
can take
old.
Over the Surge bit if you guys want. Yeah,
that could be yours. That. Yeah, awesome. Anything else that we've sort of cast aside that they can have. We used to say seize the cheese a lot, so that can be yours.
People still yell that at me in the street sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They'll seize the cheese when they see me. Don't stop, by the way. I love it.
Yeah.
I think it's cool.
I should.
Please don't stop saying that.
I'll die inside if someone stops.
The Keeping Records podcast, right? That's the title of the show. New show on the HeadGum Network. How many episodes are out? Let's say this comes out on Monday in 5 days from now.
That would be four. Oh.
Yeah, we'd have four episodes out. But we've recorded 700.
Amazing.
That's so we're really backlogging them.
Yeah, that's we record awesome. Six a day every day.
And that's in
we
case.
Really it's good. Quality. We never get bored.
Yeah. So you guys are good for a couple of years, like a decade, I think. That's awesome. Like, damn.
Yeah, we like to do it that way. We've recorded, we've recorded Barack Obama.
Release
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that was Release such a fun it. Episode. We always
you guys got
I keep forgetting that we did that.
You guys we got did. Fucking Obama. That's amazing.
We
that's,
got Obama.
Well, we try and release How based is, on when people are in the news. So we're going to release the Obama thing
always.
When he
he's
does something crazy.
That's why we're putting out...
He's not going to do anything crazy. That's Obama's whole fucking thing. That
right,
he's
but
so
as
so
soon
steady.
As he does, we have a podcast to drop.
We recorded Candace Cameron Bure in 2004.
Candace Cameron what? Who?
Candace Cameron.
The older sister from...
And the, I know who Candace Cameron
DJ
is, but what was the B, the B word after? What'd you say?
Player, I think.
Pavel Bure, but you said Beer?
Yes. Beer. That's her name, right?
Beer.
Yeah.
I think that's her married name.
Yeah, so, that's actually really cool.
And then her brother, what was his whole deal?
Kirk Cameron.
Yeah. So they're coming out. We're doing a joint episode with them.
So we did Candace Cameron Bure, Kirk Cameron, and Barack Obama. Those are three.
We've done hundreds, but
again, 700.
But just the ones that are worth talking about are Kirk Cameron, Candace Cameron Bure, and Barry.
Well, Kirk's always in the news. Barack kind of stays out of things now, but Kirk makes a point of.
The biggest news from Barack lately was that he nailed a 3-pointer.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
That's what
he fixed democracy. It swished, and then everything got better after that. It was like a fucking...
And it hasn't gotten worse since.
Insane
His
how it did
really
that.
Was really boring, though. He went pretty deep on community organizing.
Yeah.
It was fucking lame.
And you called him out on it.
Yeah, because I was like, tell us about Marilyn Monroe. You know, presidents always have...
A story about Marilyn Monroe.
A story about Marilyn Monroe.
You interrupted at one point. You said, Barry, none of this is usable, right? Didn't you say that to the president?
Yeah.
Because he was talking about the importance of...
Like civility and like...
Civility and understanding
and we
your community.
Like, snooze, snooze, snooze.
What am I going to do with
this? We're here to have fun.
It's really important. I mean, we're recording this now as democracy burns. Terrorists have taken over the Capitol. And you're sort of poo-pooing the idea of civil liberties, organization... Doing the right thing, you're saying that's like a boring outcome, I guess. I guess that's true, though.
And what did Candace Cameron Bure talk about? That's what I'm really
Oh my God. Her episode is crazy.
Nuclear physics.
Nuclear physics. She's so smart.
She's a nuclear physicist.
Her brother's into religion, and they do this like crazy, I don't want to call it an act, but it's kind of like the magician and his assistant, but
no way.
She's the magician. He's the assistant.
Right.
They did a really cool poster for it where they're standing back to back.
Classic.
That's cool. Yeah.
And she has a gun.
And the act is like she's doing nuclear physics and he's just reading scripture. But
so why is that an act? That's not magic.
Oh, it works. It's like when you line up the record to the Wizard of Oz or whatever. It's the same thing. Like the way that happen.
That's a different thing.
No, it is. You haven't listened to the podcast yet.
You have to listen to the podcast. It makes you believe in God. Right?
It'll make so much sense. It's going to blow your mind.
Oh, they did the same episode?
If you've ever had a really beautiful interaction with a stranger.
Never.
That's how it... Well, see, then you wouldn't understand the dynamic between
us. Sorry, Amir, that sucks for you. You've never had a beautiful interaction with a stranger?
No, what would I... I do my best
always
to keep to myself.
Strangers.
My headphones are on, a hood over my head. I'm not talking to anybody. I'm not even like saying hi to a person who's like serving me. I'm just like pointing to the menu.
And this is like pre-pandemic stuff.
Pandemic.
That's a really sad way to move through the world.
Yeah.
Anyway, actually,
just in my opinion,
I know everything you say is okay. It could be prefaced with "That's just your opinion." We know that.
All right.
All right. This is an advice show. People have been emailing us, not knowing that you two are on. They just think that me and Jake are dispensing our wisdom. Little do they know, Caleb and Shelby will be here, sort of providing an alternative point of view. Jake and I are pretty young, hip, liberal, cool little teenage types, and then Caleb and Shelby come in here, and we're all.
You voted
sort of...
for Reagan, right, Amir? Were you a yeah. Reagan voter?
Not this, yeah, not this election, but I did turn 21 in 88. Yeah,
2016.
Not in this election.
Yeah, I mean, I'm down. I'm cool. I'm kosher. I'm whatever the kids say. And Caleb and I feel like we're all on the same wavelength. Shelby's also kind of like
down,
we're all hip,
kosher.
Yeah, we're all cool, we're all kosher. Hip. Hip young dudes.
I think you're twice
living in
Caleb's
LA.
Age. I think you are double
really?
His age.
Yeah, I'm 46. You could... Caleb, how old are you? 42?
You could be Shelby's dad.
43?
My birthday is this month.
Mine too.
No one's talking about that. What day?
Oh my God, what if it's the fucking same? Are you kidding me with that? I'll
what
change
day is yours?
It.
You say first.
Okay, it's in the teens.
Oh, too
it.
Bad.
Well, I thought we'd narrow it down. Wow. Yeah.
What a fun time.
Are you an Aquarius though?
No. I'm not an Aquarius. Are you? Is that like the tail end of January? Are you like the 30th?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm the 24th.
That's my dad's birthday. That's pretty good.
Don't lie to me. Don't lie to me.
I swear. I swear to G.
I don't know your dad was an Aquarius.
He's not. He's a fucking Capricorn. Caleb's lying. He's trying to tear us apart because like he knows that Aquarii and Leos.
Honestly, Caleb just might not know. Yeah. Just might not
we
know.
Have never seen something like this in our democracy, the way that Amir is lying on the podcast right now. I am an Aquarius.
So Caleb's a Capricarius.
Aquarius
Amir is a Capricorn.
Rising.
Jake, what are you?
Leo. A Leonard.
Then I already know we don't have the same birthday because I'm a Gemini.
You're a Taurus. Yeah.
Yeah. You're a Ford Taurus.
After she said,
which actually, it brings us to our first sponsorship.
You guys are
Ford
in the same
Taurus.
Room. There's no lag.
Yeah, you guys should be able to hear each other very clearly. It's going directly from your mouth to God's ears.
Hell bent on saying Taurus.
I had my ideas. When you have a good idea, that's the number one rule of improv. When you have a good idea, do not let it go.
That's just my opinion.
That's just my opinion.
All right, so. Caleb, Shelby, don't know if you guys know this, but these are real emails written by real people. We just need to give them fake names to preserve their anonymity. Shelby, why don't you give us a fake female name for this female writer?
Raquel.
That's really cool. Nice. Caleb, very last cool. name?
It's the first one that came to mind. Can't say why.
You said you want me to do the last name?
Yeah.
Jardinera.
Raquel Jardinera.
That rocks. Raquel Jardinera. That's awesome.
Raquel Jardinera.
A mix of Jardia and Marinara.
It's isn't
a
that
sauce.
What that
it's
Chicago
that
pepper mix
pepper-chinis.
Is called?
Yes, that's right. Raquel Jardinera
Raquel
writes.
Raquel Jardinera. Have your fans make a song about that.
I've been. Yeah, they will. Yeah, don't worry. Don't ask them. Don't tempt them. They'll fucking do
all
it.
All right.
I swear. Okay, she writes, I've been dating a coworker for the past 3 months, and she only likes to have sex in pitch black. I've respected her preference and haven't pushed back too hard on the issue, but I want to be able to see something while we're mushing privates. She has expressed that it's because she's self-conscious and doesn't want to see her, quote, flaws. I do my best to always compliment her and try to make her feel sexy, but there's little to no progress. Anyway, my question is, how do I get her to be a little bit more comfortable with a little light in the bedroom? Thank you and namaste. Love, Raquel Jardinera.
Jardinera.
Have you guys ever experienced such a thing? A pure pitch black sleeping buddy? Slash, are you? Are you a pitch black sex buddy?
I feel like it's almost impossible to be pitch black.
Yeah, don't you got a window?
They live in a garden
light,
unit.
Light leak.
They're blackout curtains.
Blackout shades
huge
with
felt.
With like the
Yeah, the
on the inside and like, outside.
The comforter draped over the window.
Yeah, this it's a like, house that's being know, fumigated. It's absolute
a sensory deprivation chamber to fuck
of
in.
Of sorts, yeah.
Whoa.
Okay.
That actually okay, sounds fucking rad. That, I would
yeah,
like
that
to
sounds
do that.
I yeah, crazy like and kind of.
I
like,
want to fucking zero gravity.
That's yeah, really cool.
Oh my god,
that's fucking, actually really awesome, dope. Like a vomit comet, but instead of vomit, it's sex. And instead of a comet, it's cum.
It's getting ready.
Okay, now I can't stop thinking about fucking in zero gravity.
Yeah, so
here's
cool,
my thing about this about Raquel Jardinera's issue. Mm-hmm. Two things. Number one, you're getting laid. Be grateful. Number two, you said mushing our parts together.
That's what's
you're
making her uncomfortable.
Pervert.
That's
you're
what's making
pervert,
her uncomfortable. She's uncomfortable because you are saying mushing
she's
parts.
She's uncomfortable because
you
you're a
you can compliment
pervert,
her as much as you want, but once you say mushing privates, she's not going to want to see that she's fucking you because what you've done.
And she may be a coward, but you're a sex pervert.
Yeah.
What's worse?
That's my... What's worse? You decide.
The pervert, I think.
Yeah. All right. How about this question? On a scale of 1 to 100, I like to quantify things like this. 1 being pitch black, can't see anything. It's a cave. You're 5 miles below the Earth's surface. And on the other hand, 100, bright white lights. You're emerging from a cocoon. It's blindingly white. What's the GOAT number of luminosity for getting it on?
100.
Wait,
fucking, what? Fucking in a CVS, in a goddamn Walgreens.
Jake likes to keep it 100. Yeah, I want to look like I'm fucking getting it on in a Ralph's frozen food section. I want it to look like the end of Hurt Locker. It's just bright right, white.
I don't mush my parts for anything less.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'll say zero.
Zero.
Straight dark.
Oh, so
you can pretend it's whoever you want if you do it that way.
You just accused this person of being a fucking pervert, and now you're just diving right in. Also, I said 1 to 100.
But it wasn't because...
It wasn't the sex in the dark.
No, he accused her of being a coward.
That's right.
Yeah,
yeah,
this person's a coward.
Yeah.
Raquel's a sex pervert.
Yeah.
Caleb's also a coward.
I'm a coward.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a coward. And if I'm fucking in the dark, I can use my imagination to make it even better than it is.
Oh, that's cool. Awesome. Sometimes it's just
wait,
me.
Wait, Caleb, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So, so you prefer it pitch black. What about Shelby? Are you also prefer a little?
I think I'm gonna go with a pitch black. It feels weird to pick a number that's not 0 or 100. I'll say that. Like, it feels weird to be like 23.
Yeah,
like,
I understand.
23 is nice. 23 is very nice.
That's it's kind of like where I'm thinking.
The low light from the curb when you like walk around the corner. You're in the bathroom line. There's a strobe. Hitting a mirror somewhere. Very
yeah, but I feel
light,
like once I say 23, you know I've given it thought, and that's what's gross to me. So I'm like, okay, well, we have to go 0 or 100, and at that point, right, I do say zero.
The ideal is not thinking about it at all.
Yeah, but what, if you want to know that I did think about it, it was 23.
Is what I knew it. The number 23.
The funniest thing to say would be 69, as that's you know. Funny. I mean, this is...
Thank you for coming to my comedy class, basically.
Yeah. I mean, I'm here to put on a clinic.
Finally, someone got the right answer.
What's 69? Yeah. When are you ever in the brightness of a 69 in terms of lightness? Yeah.
Oh.
High school class.
It's like a high school classroom end of the day.
Oh, that's good.
Nice.
Magic hour.
Golden hour.
Ew.
Yeah.
Yuck. I'm not saying it's hot. I'm just saying that's what the lighting is.
I'm just saying my mom hasn't picked me up yet, and I want to do my geometry homework before she gets here so I can just fucking chill out at home.
Yeah. And the light of that energy is the 69 lighting.
A teacher, 2020. That's what you just described. Classroom end of the day, a teacher. 12-minute episodes, nobody to
the
root
other
for.
Thing I was going
to
say is, like, next time you're done having sex, you like get up to go to the bathroom and you just have to like jack your foot against a nightstand really, really bad.
Yeah.
So it's like, this is actually dangerous. We can't do this.
Yeah. Or like, keep missing.
Oh, that's good.
And then be like, I'm sorry. I'm so lost. It's so dark. And then be like, if this is going to be good,
missing,
we've got to look. Yeah. Missing.
Like the hole.
Yeah.
The mushing. You can sick, miss the mush.
That's my sick knee. Yeah. Like, that's my knee. That's my elbow. Ow. One second. I can't see.
You just
anything,
have to start yelling body part. Be like, oh, my God. And then you're like, oh, it's so hard with no light. We need light.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be true.
I mean, you do need to be able to see something, like a candle. It's like four out of 100, five out of 100. You can at least compromise.
You need a little something. With the five
out of 100, petals.
you'll look good. That's like really, really low light. You know, that's like just
you can see contours, shapes, more than anything else.
That's good.
Why did Raquel tell us they were coworkers? I'm realizing that didn't play a role.
It's like a hot forbidden thing that like might color our answer.
Yeah,
that's
Raquel
messy.
Wanted us that's to know messy. How hot it was.
Yeah, have you guys ever messed with that or relationship, the coworker hooking up situation?
Almost exclusively.
In a way.
Caleb, you're blushing.
It was a. My face is beet red. I've never been more embarrassed. I'm gonna
you guys
fucking
should see
scream.
His feet. They're shaking.
He's trembling.
Quaking right now.
You're just fucking sweating.
It's messy. When I worked at Chase Bank, the CEO, David Chase.
Whoa.
Wow. That's
the guy who fucking made the wire?
Yeah, he's also the CEO of Chase Bank. We fucked around a little bit.
That's awesome. In the vault? What's the light like?
No, that's not funny. We would never. That's a massive security breach.
We don't want David to lose his job, do we?
No, we did it at his apartment.
He lives in an apartment.
Well, when he's fucking the interns, yeah. It's his fuck pad.
It seems like, the CEO of a bank plus the showrunner of a very successful television show should have at least... two homes, not a one bedroom.
At least one.
You're thinking of David Simon, I think.
Oh, is that what it is? What did David Chase do? I feel like he's a TV guy.
I thought he did The Sopranos. Am I crazy?
Is that what it is? Yeah, no, that makes sense. That's correct. David Chase is Sopranos.
What he
David
did was Simon fuck Caleb, and that's the coolest.
Yeah, what he did was have really messy sex with Caleb.
Let's get that out.
Yeah, and
there.
I don't even want to say how it was messy,
emotionally and like in the physical sense.
Yeah, it's physically messy. A lot of sauce.
Okay. So you keep sort of mentioning it a little bit. You say, I don't want to get into it.
I don't want to talk about it.
That is messy physically.
Sauce wise.
That's it. That's all I'll say.
I don't want to talk about
sauce involved. Okay, so you don't have to talk about it.
But suffice it to say, it was dessert sauce, chocolate, kind of stuff you put on Sunday.
Got it.
You've gotten so specific.
So that is suffice to say. Yeah, this is all suffice to say.
Whipped cream, caramel, stuff like that.
This is just Caleb's opinion, by the way.
Yeah, David Chase might have a different opinion of what happened.
Yeah, it might not have been
this is all, like, all opinions are his own.
Buffalo, sriracha. I mean, it just varied depending on what everyone was in the mood for. But
you would call sriracha a dessert sauce?
No, I'm saying it varied. Sometimes it was dessert sauce. Sometimes it was dinner sauce. A1, okay. Heinz 57.
It was always sauce.
Yeah, well, he's a sauce guy. Everyone knows that. But I don't want to get into it. What's next?
You've gotten so far into it. You told us what kind of sauce you like to fuck with.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to talk about it.
Yes, you do. You definitely do.
Spicy. Right.
Got it. That's enough.
You know, it's just...
Put on a fucking eye mask or ask to light a candle. That's the advice.
Shelby just text me, you need to get off the sauce bit. This is out of control.
Wow. No, she actually said, you need to get off the sauce because it's obvious you're completely wasted during a fucking really important podcast.
Really important podcast.
Yeah. Wow. This is like, this is us. This is all we have this year.
This is career changing for us.
Yeah.
This is the major.
Get better than this.
We're AAA, okay? That's like a banner thing situation that's happening.
Our landlord just sent a AAA card to our house for himself.
Why?
That's true.
Yeah. I don't think he meant to, and then he had to pick it up. And
it was
then
such
I had to
a disaster.
Take, it was a whole thing.
Anyway, good for him. He's AAA gold.
He's an optometrist also, so you can see how that happened.
If you guys have any car trouble, call our landlord.
Yeah, he'll come pick you up.
I love AAA. I'm a big fan of AAA. They're great.
Let's take a break so we can thank some sponsors, and we'll be back on the other side of these messages.
Nice.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. It's they have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design mm-hmm. a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace.
Yes.
That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like,
interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness,
it's
nah.
It's an anti-movement, really. Oh, it's
that's
a non-movement
good.
Movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems
I'll
like
have
it should
to
be.
Check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Antimovement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't. But
so it's fitness nah. Fitnessnah.com
yeah, it's more of a fitness nah thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough mm-hmm. is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10%
ooh.
Off their already low, low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace. And we're back. Caleb and or Shelby, do you two have any?
Oh, it's a little sooner than five. Mom, I'm coming.
Gross.
They're pointing at each other to see who's going to go first.
I'll be happy to go first. Allow me to dive in and say something that everyone on here is too scared to say.
Okay.
Whoa.
Everybody needs to go vegetarian. I did it 5 days ago. I'm feeling morally superior. Yes.
5 days
you could
ago.
Never.
You're telling everyone. Just so you guys know, I went vegetarian when I was 9 years old and haven't had meat since. So this is good that it's coming from Caleb.
But in fairness, she's only 9 years and 4 days old.
That's true.
Whoa.
So I've been doing it longer.
And I look terrible.
And you've got 50 years of eating meat, so you know what you're talking about.
She got skin like smoked Gouda.
Yeah, honestly, it's harder for you. It's harder for you, Caleb, because you know how good it is. Like, Shelby, you haven't had meat your whole life. It's kind of like cheating or whatever.
Oh, I had it. I
yeah, but like not
lot.
Really.
What
yeah,
do you know? You know shit when you were nine. You know everybody.
Yeah,
everything
you don't know.
My
how to,
favorite
you don't know
food
how to
you're
well
asking
age
was
steak.
Lamb.
Really?
Lamb. High class. Actually
pretty, that's a refined palate as a nine. That is a
gamey meat.
Thank she knew what she was doing.
I ate chicken nuggets until I was 30.
And that well, was that's good. On you. That's not.
That's awesome, though.
Yeah, you should great. Have been talking to my dad. I don't know what to tell you.
I was. Don't worry. Don't worry about that.
Oh, they were talking. Jake and Scott. They were on the phone.
Constantly.
No, but.
Constantly.
I'm better than everybody because I haven't eaten meat in a week. And everyone else should be doing this too if I have to do it.
What was the motivation? What was the impetus to give up meat?
Well, I'll tell you what it wasn't. It wasn't animal rights. People whose whole thing in 2021 is animal rights, I cannot believe it. But for me, it was
You're right. It can't be your whole thing in 2020.
It can't be your number one thing.
You can care about it. No one's saying it can't be like your whole
a part of your thing.
A thing, yeah. You can have a thing, but if that's if the
it
primary,
is the if it's even the biggest thing, you need to find God and get some help,
Kirk Cameron style.
Right now,
I don't know. Would you prefer someone's whole thing be having found God or animal rights? Between the two,
I think if you genuinely found God, then that would encapsulate a bunch of things that actually matter. Like human rights. Mm. If you genuinely found animal rights, what do we get? A dog lives in a warm house.
There's a lot of people that would say they genuinely found God that don't give a shit about human rights.
Yeah, but they didn't. They're wrong.
Wait, so what is it?
I'm in charge of the simulation.
What made you give it up then? If it's you clearly don't give a shit about animals. You clearly don't give a shit about humans. You don't even like Shelby. So like, what the hell's going on here?
I love animals.
Okay.
So
I had food poisoning on New Year's and swore off burgers until now.
No, here's the real deal. Okay. I've been doing a bit. I mean, I've been being a little obnoxious. Let me just slow it down and be honest with you guys.
Thank you.
Shelby's a vegetarian. She can do it. I really look up to her for it because she's healthier than I am. And I thought, look, I live with this positive influence. She makes incredible vegetarian meals, and then I don't eat them, and instead I order, 20 chicken wings.
So good.
And I'm going to eat broccoli and shit like that.
How's it been going so far?
He's not eaten a single thing I've cooked.
I hate it. It's really bad. I'm ordering like Thai food with like just the spicy
tofu.
Noodles with no chicken.
Yeah.
It sucks. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what, I was vegetarian at one point when I first moved to New York. And every single day, I just got a huge, like, eggplant parmesan.
Yes. You got to find your little thing that you would have eaten before anyway.
Yeah.
And just be like, this is great.
It's vegetarian. All right. I'm being healthy now.
But that's my advice for everybody. Stop being sinful. Stop being selfish. Stop eating meat and be a vegetarian like me.
Okay. So I'm going to quit in like a week. We're recording this on Wednesday. By the time this podcast comes out on Monday... You'll have eaten what? A full turkey? A chicken nuggets?
17
He's definitely gotten Eurustican chicken wings.
Oh, God, man. Eurustican chicken wings in Los Angeles, California. Oh, man. They know what they're doing over there.
They really do.
I promise you, by the time this podcast drops, I will have gone on a car ride with him to Eurustican to pick up some wings, and they will have given me meat chili.
They take they care of your boy over there.
To give me meat chili. They have vegan chili. We ask for it. They give me meat chili and Caleb the most perfect wings he could ever ask for.
Yeah. That's awesome. They take care of the kid.
What a spot. All right, now I'm hungry. Shelby, what's your unsolicited?
My advice is if you're lost physically in a space, don't move and your friends will find you. Or your family. That's true.
Pretty good.
You're
that's
never supposed to
good.
Move.
Because when you're moving, thank it's you. Like you guys can constantly be missing each
then
other.
Then you're both moving targets. But if you...
It's like that right. Scooby-Doo sequence when they go in and out of the doors.
So if you're if you lose your friends, you're never going to be in a public place ever again. So this advice is moot. But I was thinking about it earlier. Mm. Because I was watching a show where someone gets lost and then they like go around the city trying to find their friends. And it's like, why the fuck would you do that? Now they're never going to know where you were because the first place they're going to look is where they last saw you.
Right.
That's so, good.
Though you'll never have to do it again because we live in our homes and only our homes. If ever you are in public and you get lost, stay put.
Have that's you good. Ever been you... lost, separated from your friends and not able to find them?
Yeah.
Tell them. Well, tell them when.
I don't know.
Tell Jake and Amir when.
Well, just for context, I'm thinking of the time that I really was a moving target, and that was in Africa.
Right.
Was that what you were thinking?
Yeah.
Okay. I was in Africa.
And I thought I was in Michigan, so I was very lost. Bless you.
Sorry, Caleb's sneezing. Caleb's sneezing, so we have to pause the pod.
COVID.
But keep telling your story. I don't want this to be about me.
That was a fake sneeze.
Yeah. He doesn't like when I...
Achoo! God, I made
Are you
about
sick,
me.
Caleb? Are you okay?
Go ahead. No, I don't want to do
Shelby,
this.
Shelby, shut up.
I haven't been feeling great, but...
Yeah, oh my God.
I don't want to get into it.
Go out it's and get him something. Thing. Chicken wings or something.
Yeah, no problem. This was fun, though. So
whatever.
But in seriousness. Oh, wait, come back. Her headphones are off. She walked away from the table.
We might not remember to talk about it now.
It's mostly chest congestion, what I've been having. But I am fine. Shelby, your story.
You're in Africa.
I don't want to get into it.
So I'm in Africa. And I will make this short because it is a long story. But I was supposed to, my mom worked at a school in Malawi and I was volunteering for like a couple weeks, and I went on to run an errand and I couldn't bike back by sundown, which is like the rule. And so the other volunteers got me a bike taxi and then went and got on their bikes. And when they turned around to get on their bikes, he took off with me on the bike. And we went the other direction and I was gone for like a day, and I kept going with this guy because I didn't know what else to do. And it took them a really long time to find me. And then eventually I had to find my way back to the school, and then they were all gone looking for me. I was like, well, I guess I just have to sit here and wait till they all get back.
But it does seem like that's almost the move, is like go back to the home base.
Home base. You know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well,
like
so
if
I
you
think,
just
like,
stood out there
like,
in like in the middle of nowhere, they might not have found you, you know?
Well, if I went back to where we got the bikes.
That's possible.
But if I like got off the bike with this guy, which I was too scared to do, and then was just like, I guess I'll stay here. Yeah, that would have been bad because they don't know where that is. But I guess like if you're at like a Lollapalooza and you're like seeing one show, your friends go, someone gets a water, then you can't find them, you don't know where they are. Don't go to another stage. Don't go to where you think they went and got water. Just stay where you were.
Whenever me and my friends went to, like when we would go to festivals, we'd be like, if we get separated, we meet here. You know, like you got to have that meeting spot up ahead of time.
So I guess that is a home base, huh? Maybe I change my advice to have a home base always, no matter what, always.
But then
it has to be in Malawi.
If you go to the home base early. Like, you know, you could be like, no one's here. I have to go to home base. But like, if you just stood there for five more minutes, you know, like maybe they'll find you there.
Maybe they'll find you there. Yeah, Amir, home base always has to be in Malawi.
That seems like, it's not practical. Like, okay, I'm at the fucking mall and I lost my dad and now I have to fly to Malawi and hope that he'll find you
at the school.
Yeah. Did I say Malawi or did you just know that?
I guessed it. So, yeah.
Okay.
No, you didn't. You did not guess it. She said it.
It's my favorite, place in Africa proper, I think, is Malawi.
Really? Where is it on...
That's awesome.
Like, on a map?
Is it on the map?
It's right there in the middle-ish.
Right where?
It's, like, near...
Is it in the middle-ish?
It's, like, middle-ish.
You're committing to middle-ish? Does it touch water? Is it on the coast or is it landlocked?
You better believe. It touches some water for sure. I don't know if it touches.
This is actually as close to correct as Amir's been, because Lake Malawi.
Malawi. I mean, there's Lake Malawi, which is where I spent every summer growing up, and then there's like a bunch of like every
crazy.
Summer. Yeah, we used to like get a lake house in Malawi, and like just that was our July.
On Lake Malawi. You'd have us believe.
Like it sounds super fucked up.
Yeah, and it was.
Sounds like something was going on that shouldn't.
Because it was just me. It was just me that my parents would sort of flick
Scarier.
Me towards. Yeah, just like sort of
weirder.
Walk me onto an airplane headed towards Malawi.
You know, Lake Malawi for the summer.
You used to be able to do that. Do you guys remember?
I used to be able to do that.
This was before 9/11. You guys weren't born yet.
Everyone used to be cool about shit like that, but then we got real.
That's when people dressed
stripped.
Up for a flight.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
The good old days.
I used to wear
a zoot suit for a
at age 8. And head to Africa for the summer.
A fedora and a clove cigarette.
Wondering
if a 9-year-old Let me tell you, if a 9-year-old in a zoot suit gets on any plane I'm on, I'm deplaning. That's a terrorist? That's someone that's being used?
Let me be clear. If a 9-year-old in a zoot suit smoking a clove gets on a plane I'm on, I'm asking to switch seats with whoever his seatmate is. I want to know the kid.
Ew.
I want to become his friend.
You want to be best pals with the kid?
Absolutely.
Weird, but you have to admit, it's weird. If a kid in a fancy suit gets on and you go up to their seat partner and go, can I please train you? Please.
No fucking way. This is my kid.
As in, that's your son?
That's weird. Shelby starts crying. You don't know how bad I fucking need this. Please.
I don't know. Someone, at that point, someone might think I like...
Was it weird ass? Yeah.
No. It almost went so dark. I've chosen not to.
How about this? How about this for unsolicited advice? Listen to your new HeadGum podcast. What can you tell us about keeping records? Ooh. Let's talk about it.
Wow. Nice. Very nice.
I know Jake and I are in an episode that should be online.
You guys didn't tell us we were going to have to do
this. Okay, if you want, Jake can pitch it for you as a quick elevator pitch.
You guys, when this, what we're doing now, comes out, your episode of Keeping Records will be out.
Great.
That's so true. It comes out
That's
Friday.
That's great.
It comes out. Our episodes come out every Friday. It's Friday, basically nice a podcast. If you guys are listening right now, let me just be real with you for
a second.
Let's cut through the noise. Let's tone down the rhetoric.
Let's just be real with you guys.
Reach Chip across
away
the aisle.
The bullshit.
Yeah.
Let's reach across the aisle.
And let's trim the fat and just get to the meat of the issue, which is...
Let's get down to brass tacks, Shelby.
Which is... In 1977, NASA sent... the golden records up to space.
Voyager 1 and Voyager 2.
And on it, Caleb, tell them what was
they put. I mean, God, you can't even... Guys, images, sound, songs from Earth, anything that aliens might find. Greetings in different languages. A message from President Jimmy Carter, who famously didn't bother
President
anybody.
Jimmy Carter.
Sold his peanut farm to be president. Didn't want to look like he was conflicted.
And that was all on the original records. And the idea was that if any aliens, ever found it...
Yeah.
They would understand what life was like on Earth.
Straight, queer, purple polka dots. Doesn't matter. Any aliens can understand life on Earth. That's what we said. Very
well, that's what they said. NASA.
Right. In 1977. So anyway, we're doing a podcast now where we examine what's on the original records and then we have friends.
Then we just talk about what they would put on new records if we sent them into space today. Because let's be clear. Some of the stuff on the original record is a little outdated.
And we're being cute when we say friends. I mean, some of the people are our friends, but some of them are world leaders, foreign dignitaries.
Yeah. Yeah. Some of them are so much cooler than us, but some of them are Kirk Cameron.
Brock Cameron.
And between me, Jake, and your other friends, you got four episodes on right now? Something
yes.
like that.
Here's a fourth episode.
Hell yeah.
And Jake and Amir's episode, we solve the JonBenet Ramsey case.
That's
so you guys
so
got to tune in.
Yeah,
told the news not... to publicize it until the podcast goes live. We have that.
It was almost like a random accident. We stumbled upon kind of a written
evidence
confession. It was so
bizarre. Amir made a joke and then Googled something, and when we Googled it, we found this. It was so weird.
It was like an FTP of all this evidence. Yeah.
He's running an Instagram account where he pretty much owns up to it. So
he feels really bad though, for what it's worth. But we get into that. You'll have to listen because you'll get it. It's like. You can't hold him accountable now because he really
I'm
was
curious.
So young and he tried
so
hard.
You're curious. You were
so
on
hard.
It.
Yeah. But I browned out, so I'm wondering what the fuck happened and why. Sweet. Yes.
Tried so hard.
Great new podcast. Thank you so much for having us on. Thanks for being part of HeadGum. And if you guys are digging this episode, you'll love the Keeping Records podcast. Check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. We got one more question. From another lady, Caleb, why don't you give this one a fake name so that we can refer to her as something a little silly?
Glamantha.
Huh?
What?
Glamantha. It's a mix between glamour and Samantha. Glamantha.
Okay. Last name, Shelby?
Cattrall.
Glamantha Cattrall. Come on down.
So Kim Cattrall's... wacky sister, Glamantha Cattrall.
Yeah. Well, Kim Cattrall's character was Samantha. She was glamorous, Glamantha Cattrall. Yeah.
Really?
We're on the same page.
It's very well rounded.
Okay.
Thank you.
Glamantha writes, my husband and I have been married for years, and he is the goat. When he was younger, he had very thick hair. And as he has gotten older, it's starting to thin out. I can see it starting to get more self-conscious about it. He is starting to get more self-conscious about it by how he's been styling it. I don't have a problem if he goes bald, but I know this used to be a source of pride for him. I know that there are treatments we can get, shout out to Keeps, but I do not want him to think that I think he should get it done and thus feel more self-conscious about it. So is there any way I can bring it up to this to him while making sure he doesn't feel uncomfortable at all? Thank you. Love, Glamantha.
Look, you obviously want him to get it done. I mean, you're not like agonizing, sending out letters to Jake and Amir. Glammy, bring it up.
Glammy,
it's going to be fine.
Yeah, nobody ever writes a letter to anybody else because they're worried about someone else feeling any type of way.
Even if your husband is a goat, you know, you might. Your husband's the
goat. You don't sit down to pen a letter. You don't sit down to pen a letter unless it's bother. It's eating your heart.
Yeah. You don't sit down to pen a letter. Let me start there.
this was a handwritten letter. This came to our P.O. box, right?
Everyone here has pretty good hair, but do you guys have plans if things go south? Caleb, you got a thick, full head. Are you assuming that sticks around forever, or do you have a history?
God,
of...
no. He talks about it all the time.
I literally, every day to Shelby, I'm like, do you think I'm balding? Because my hair is, I want it to stay. I would get that laser treatment where they try to make it grow back, and I would have no shame about it. I would tell people I did it.
Yeah, I think I would do the same.
Okay, I don't know about that one. That's not the transplant one, right? That's a different situation?
No, I think this is what LeBron first tried.
Poor LeBron. You really shouldn't be that rich and talented and not have hair. Like, and he's trying. You know, like, he wants it.
I mean, whatever he did worked.
Yeah.
It's working.
Well, the thing is, if you're LeBron at that point, just stop. Well, but it's embarrassing that we saw the journey. Do you know what I mean?
The headband started moving further and further back.
Steve did the same thing where it was like, no, we saw you losing your hair when it came back. We knew what you did. You're too big to do that undercover. You know?
Yeah, that's the thing. You got to keep it. So, like, if I haven't started yet, should I just fucking go full throttle right now and start taking medication just to sustain this? But I'm sort of taking a risk because there's side effects, and maybe it'll be naturally fine-ish enough that I won't have to. So I don't know.
I mean,
don't they do like those serums for men now, like Hims or whatever, where you do the droppies and then it's like there's no side effect. You're just kind of.
Yeah, that feels
keeping
like snake oil. That seems fake. Anything that you can just rub into your head and say your hair will come back, it feels
you got to see my collection of hair oils. You'll sing a different tune.
Wow.
Another thing that Glamantha needs to consider is that, look, for example, if your husband is physically cut, built, hot body, doesn't matter, doesn't need hair.
Vin Diesel. The Rock.
And you don't even have to be hot. Michael Chiklis.
Bruce
normal,
Willis.
Average looking dude. Bruce Willis. They look great bald.
Is Bruce Willis okay? Is he like a good guy? Do we know? I feel weird.
Seems
like...
fine.
Remember at the beginning of quarantine when it came out that he was like quarantining with Demi Moore? And his current wife was like, I love it. Like,
no.
They were like, we're going to be a family. Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't make this up, I don't think.
I think I'm just scared that he has... I was scared that I brought up Bruce Willis, like, there's Bruce Willis, and then he was just like a really bad guy, and everyone was like, why was
he? Any like old white male celebrity seems like that could easily be a thing.
Yeah, and I think I get Bruce Willis, this is not fair to Bruce Willis, but I get him confused with Mel Gibson a lot.
Right, that's
and Mel Gibson is like a certifiably bad guy.
He's on the record bad guy.
Yeah, he's like, I tell you I'm a bad guy.
Can't take his hair from him.
Cannot take his hair from him.
That's true, actually.
Although there is something that, awesome, like, about a bald white guy. It's like, I've already shaved it and I look good. That's it. Like, I've beaten it. That seems like the best place to end up.
I just think if he's not bringing it up, Glamantha, why are you bringing it up to him? I think that's what's confusing me. She's asking, how can we bring this up to him? And it's like, well, let him come to you.
He is styling it differently. He's clearly insecure, but he doesn't want to admit to himself that he's actually balding and doesn't want to do something. And like, I think Glamantha,
thank you.
Saying anything is letting him continue to live the lie that like no one notices but me.
Okay, poisonous food. Poisonous food, but in a good way. In a good way with the like Rogaine or
with
something.
Propecia.
Poison him with food. Yeah,
no, kill him. Kill him. What did that woman do when she put what is it that tastes like Gatorade? That
arsenic?
Woman killed her husband.
Oh,
it was like antifreeze. Yeah, kill him. If is you this don't boyfriend want him to be bald, or husband? You gotta kill him.
Husband.
Was it
husband.
Boyfriend or husband?
My husband is the goat.
Husband, fuck it. If you have a husband, if you guys are married, you can sit down and talk about anything. You better be able to. You better
put the stuff in the food.
That's
put
beautiful.
The meds in the food. Don't say a word.
You sit down and be like, "You're losing your hair. Are you okay with that?"
I think this is what the Phantom Thread was about. Vaguely, I don't fully remember, but I really think that this is the exact plot.
Wrap up a hair pill in a cold cut once a day.
Like you're treating a dog. Yeah,
he starts spitting it out like my dogs used to.
Yeah, he sniffs it out for sure.
Yeah. Really He's sad like, face.
I got to the turkey. Here's your fucking pill.
Put it in a little blob of peanut butter.
If he wants your support, I'm sure he'll bring it up.
The thing is, it's going to happen eventually. He just thinks that he's the only one that notices. But if you notice him noticing, then you should just be like, "I notice," and then he can come clean. It's not like he's having an affair. He's just like going through an insecurity that would probably be better for him to talk about with you.
Okay, but you're him.
Mm-hmm.
She's been secretly putting hair growing meds in your food. All of a sudden, your hair is coming back. Don't you kind of feel superhuman?
Oh, interesting.
Wow.
You're like, wait, I beat it, and I never had to say a word.
And it's working.
I never thought about it this way.
And he's like, holy shit. I never had to address this. I felt so shitty about it, and I'm Zeus. Like,
he thinks he's Benjamin Buttoning.
And then he gives all of his friends like advice who are also going bald and doing a comb over.
He's like, yeah, no, you have to style it a little differently.
You just have to have like cold cuts every single morning, okay? Just like roll the hand.
And a good attitude. Have a good attitude about it.
Fed to you by your wife. Also, another solution is shave his head while he's sleeping. And then when he wakes up, sit him down and explain to him, you know, look, a bunch of people you see in a day wouldn't know if you were wearing a wig. So just start wearing wigs. And the people who know you can be cool with it.
Wig. Wow.
No, I don't think I've ever seen a good toupee.
No, they have good ones now.
They do.
You're thinking of toupee's an old man thing. They have young man's like styled wigs now.
My dad is.
That's isn't that a wig, Caleb? That looks great.
Mine?
Yeah, that looks natural.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks great. It's not going anywhere. And you shower
with that.
Yeah,
I was born with no hair on my body. And
Caleb does shower in his toupee.
You even did like the 5 o'clock shadow toupee.
People buy it more. Yeah, I put on eyebrows, eyelashes.
Yeah,
I did some pubes. I'm not scared to tell you guys that. I did some pubes, small pubes.
Sometimes he turns on the razor just to make it sound like he still shaves. He just runs it in the bathroom for a little bit.
What's the name of there's a word for a pubic beard, and I can't think of it right now. Do you guys know what it is? It's like a monk or a mink or something like that.
What?
That's not
mink?
Mink is a type of fur.
Are you thinking about it like a, is it jerk? Wait, merkin?
Yes, merkin. That's right.
It's a merkin.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, merkin.
Anyway, I have that. Oh, I guess a merkin is only a female pubic wig. So you can sort of corner the market for the male one and call it, I don't know, a gherkin. Oh, I guess gherkin is
it
taken
just goes
too.
On
I mean,
the,
it's pickle.
The mons pubis. I mean, that's not like male or female.
Right. It should be. This is 2021. We shouldn't be. Yeah.
Like, if you have a mom's pubis. Specific.
Yeah.
Or a woman's pubis.
Nice. Or a dad's pubis.
Nice.
Nice.
That was awesome.
Nice.
Whatever, guys.
Thank you. All right. Cool. Bring it up. Is your husband? He's the goat. He can handle it, I guess.
Don't call him that.
Don't
anymore.
Call him the goat.
We don't like it.
Call him anything you want. Just don't call him late for dinner.
Nice.
Don't say nice to that.
We're getting silly and it's time to fucking go. I hate when we peak at the end like this. Caleb, Shelby, anything else to promote other than your podcast?
Follow me on social media.
Yeah, what are
follow
your
socials? Social media.
Just my full name, Shelby Wolstein.
Great.
I would also plug Shelby's social. Follow at Shelby Wolstein.
Thank you,
you can
Caleb.
Find content about me there.
That's true. I recently posted a group of photos that features almost exclusively Caleb by accident.
Exactly. And in fact, don't follow me at Caleb Says Things on any platforms. I've decided that being followed is gauche. So follow Shelby, follow Jake and Amir, follow our podcast.
Follow our podcast.
Sure.
But leave me out.
You want all of us to be gauche.
Yeah. I want you guys to look tacky while I look cool.
Suave.
I was about to say suave. It makes no sense.
I could tell you were going to say suave.
Well, tacky and suave are kind of opposites, but I want to look unaffected. You know,
that's cool.
Aloof.
Yeah, cool.
All right, the podcast again is Keeping Records. Thank you guys so much for coming on this show. And thanks to everybody that's been writing in and sending in their theme songs. The email address for anything and everything is ifireshow@gmail.com. More content, as always, churning out weekly videos on our Patreon, patreon.com/JA. The opening theme song, God, what was his name? Anthony? No. Was it?
Wasn't it Andy?
Andy?
Cookster9,
yeah.
Right?
Cookster, wow.
Yeah,
right
it was Twitter.
Andrew Cook.
Andrew
Cookster9.
Cook,
right? The Cookster9.
Yeah, it was the Cookster.
Damn, that's good memory. That's actually a really
Caleb
good
knows
memory.
Because he immediately followed him.
Yeah, he it's tweeted on January 25th of last year to
almost
three likes, soup yeah. takes so long to eat, it's actually bullshit.
That's really good. That's actually really good.
I like that.
Bullshit or bullshit?
Ooh, bullshit.
Oh, it
would
have been so fucking cool if it was B-O-W-L shit.
No pun intended and no pun made, really. This closing yeah, theme song ways. Is Timmy Standafer, which is an original song that he wrote. So thank you to that. We can shout out his music, which is on Spotify, SoundCloud, and Apple under the artist name Timmy, which is, but there's a silent Q in there. T-I-Q-M-M-Y. Of course. Of course the Q is silent. And you can find him on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook under Timmy as well. And yes, there's a Q in there as well. And yes, it is silent.
You can't just make the Q silent. It's not silent.
Me. Big love. Yeah. Thank you. So thank you, Tick Me. And thank you to Caleb and Shelby.
Timmy.
And thank you to you guys for listening. We'll be back next week. Bye, everybody.
I'm admitting to it. I want to drink out of a fucking toilet.
Welcome to If I Were You. The only podcast by these two. It's the only one they host, so you better tell everyone that you know. Jake got another golden mic in hand. Throw a mirror, another turdy where he stands. Jeffrey James is there and he's fine, I guess. I think it would be better if he was under arrest. Riley Anspo on the review. Take Jeff away from here with you. But that's a different HeadGum show right now. We're on If I Were You show.
Why are we like turning this into like this huge fucking witch hunt? This witch hoax. It's not a hoax. You're saying that you're drinking out of a toilet. You said you're bobbing for nectarine. It's a fucking witch hoax. It really is a witch hoax.
If I were you with Jake and Amir, you'll wanna listen up right here and send your questions to these two and ask them what they would do. They'll give you some shitty advice. They may have to read your questions twice. You're listening to If I Were You.
That was a HeadGum Original.